live from Liverpool. We don't need to talk about ghosts with Kevin Eustace.
Welcome to We Don't Need to Talk About Ghosts. This is Wednesday's edition. Might sound a bit weird because we're actually using the lapel mic. Yes, the real lapel mic. Not just the recorder. You know the way the recorder's been messing up? It still is. That's the one that gives a stereo sound. So this is all coming through the lapel mic. So I'm hoping it'll be all right. I think it will be. I'm, of course, with Rebecca.
Hey, guys.
And you just made what I can only honestly say as the best cake you've ever made.
I don't really make cakes a lot.
You don't, you're not much of a cake maker, are you?
I'm not much of a cake maker.
Taste maker,
I've made
yes.
A three-tier crispy cake.
A three-tier crispy cake. Like you've not seen, you know, like a crispy cake, like you make with Rice Krispies and melted chocolate.
Yes.
Like what normally what kids make, but in this instance, what you make.
What I made, yeah.
Yes. It's basically, it's for your step-grandmother, isn't it?
Yes.
Because let me just mute this TV. Golden Girls is on. Thank you for being a friend. Blanche Devereaux and her naughty ways. Basically.
Picture it. I'm in the kitchen.
Picture it. Kitchen. 1992.
Yes, so it's my stepdad's mother's birthday.
Yes.
80th.
80th.
And apparently she loves crispy cakes more than like anything
else. Life itself.
Yeah, more than like any other dessert, I think. So I said, well, I'll make crispy cakes for her birthday. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, well, why don't I make a crispy birthday cake?
Like, why don't you make the cake? Crispy cake to end all crispy cakes?
Yeah. So I was working out how to do it. To be honest, there was a lot of faff pre-cook because... Yeah. So I've got a cake base, but because it's crispy, isn't it? It's chocolate.
Yeah.
I've had to line it with baking paper.
Yeah.
Which meant I had to look at these. I had to very carefully cut out a circle.
I'm looking at lots of tiny circles of greaseproof baking paper.
And
yeah.
Then also do like a ribbon round it, you know, so it wouldn't get stuck. So I had the sellotape out and everything. So I had to do that for the baking tray. And then there's a small pan that I did for the second tier.
Very clever.
Again, same thing, I had to cut it out and do a big ribbon round it. Out with the sellotape, absolute nuisance. And then we've got like a little tiny, I don't know, what would you say that is?
A ramekin.
Ramekin, yeah, perfect. A little tiny ramekin for the top tier.
Yeah.
Yeah, again, same thing, baking paper. Yeah, so we did it all.
You've done exceptionally well. Like, I'll be honest.
And I decorated it with chocolate buttons.
I'm not even pulling your chain. When I looked at it, I was like, God, that looks professional. That could be in a cake shop.
Yeah, I think you were a bit cynical when I was like, I'm going to make a giant crispy cake.
Yeah, I was very cynical
like,
because...
What now?
It's like when someone says I'm making a giant fairy cake, it's a bit like, why? Who the hell wants that? But you've done very well, and I can only say congratulations.
Thanks.
So, in other news, a lot of people have shown big interest in the Dark episodes that I mentioned doing.
Yeah. They do sound good, though, in fairness.
They do. And you know what I was thinking about? I won't mention her name, but you know your friend who's got that amazing story that she told us once?
Yes.
I'm thinking of changing her name, but asking her to sit down with me and tell that story from start to finish.
So she would be telling it on
the
podcast?
She'd be telling the podcast story, okay. Yeah. But with sincerity, there'll be no jokes, no japes.
Yeah.
Just her telling it in a timeline sort
like
of way.
Like seriously telling it.
Yeah. Me asking questions, but in a serious way.
Yeah.
Because it's terrifying. It's absolutely, and it's worthy of like the debut episode, I think. And in other news, Becca knows this. Anyone who's got me on Facebook may know this also. But like I said about the Dark episode, sometimes it won't be stories. It might be me trying experiments and stuff. And only if they're fruitful, you know, like so I can be like, I'm just doing the Ouija board. It's spelt out. Jeff. Oh my God, it's Jeff! Ah! And stuff like that. Anyway, I'm currently waiting on delivery of a Ganzfeld kit. Basically, you know, if you don't know what a Ganzfeld test is, you will know because you're into the weird like we are. Well, like I am. A Ganzfeld test is when you cut a ping pong ball in half, you get a red light. You cut the ping pong ball in half, you sellotape those over your eyes. You then shine a red light into the ping pong balls and you play white noise through your ears. And I thought, you know what, I'm going to try this because you're meant to like, it helps you with EVP stuff, it helps you with, ESP and all that sort of stuff. I thought, I'm going to try it, I'm going to see what I can see. See what I can see. So as we speak, I'm looking at a map with an Amazon delivery driver for my medical tape, my ping pong balls, and my red torch. And he's approximately four stops away.
You know what? You've like wanted some nonsense throughout the years, like paranormal paraphernalia, but this is like something. So this is like a dedicated Amazon delivery with these ridiculous things in it.
Yeah, well, it's not ridiculous about table tennis balls. Your dad plays table tennis. It's
everything ridiculous about that you're going to sit there with your eyes strapped on, though.
Yes, I am. And I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, I've probably got time to do this before we leave.
So have you got to set a torch up so it's shining in your face?
Yeah. Well, not shining in your face, but, you know, so there's a red light shining on the ping pong balls, which are over the, which are sellotaped onto your eyes.
Ping pong balls? No, ping pong balls.
So the, you need to, during this time, if you need me, you're going to have to ring my phone, because I can't be disturbed. Obviously, I think for both of our benefits, because if you came in and see me
anyway, when you're in that room, I can open that door, be at the door of the room, and be like knocking on the open door and going, Kevin, and like nothing.
Yeah, it's because you've got headphones on.
Yeah,
I'm not ignorant, you know, Becca. I'm not an ignoramus. Ignoramus. Imagine if your name is Amos. Hey, see where I'm going with this? I won't even go with that. So
we know someone with the surname Amos.
Yes, we do. Well, we don't know her. Know her.
Yes, we do.
I wouldn't know. Well. If I fell over in the street, I'd know her. Anyway.
So you know her, yeah?
Yeah, so I know her. Noah's another name we could talk about, but I don't want to talk about any of those things. Yes, so these dark episodes, here's what I'm thinking. We're going to start toning down the We Don't Need to Talk About episodes to twice a month.
Okay.
As opposed to twice a week. Yeah. So it will go 1 week. So here's how the month I'm seeing in the future playing out. Weekend, standard show. Midweek, we don't need to talk about ghost. Weekend, standard show. Midweek, dark. Weekend, standard show. Midweek, we don't need to talk about ghosts. Midweek, etc.
So it'll be fortnightly.
Fortnightly, yeah. That's easier than what I've just done, isn't it? Yeah. Do a rap. Midweek, you don't need to. Windweek, yes, so that's...
Just be careful that you say fortnightly and not bi-weekly, because bi-weekly can mean both every other week and twice a week.
No, it can't.
Can.
It can't.
Can.
No, I'm very sorry you're wrong.
All right, then, what's bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly is every other week.
It can mean every other week.
That's what you said. It can't.
You're wrong. What is it?
And you know what's weird about this? You know, because I know that I'm right.
Yeah.
I suddenly feel taller than you. Like, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking...
because I've just taken my shoes off.
Oh, is it? Okay. It might just be that then.
You feel like you've grown.
Yeah, I've grown. I've grown both spiritually.
I've grown because I am so right.
Yes.
Go on, Google it while we're on now then. Because I'm fit.
Well, I'm looking at a map from the red torch.
What do you think it is? Every other week?
Every other week.
So you don't think bi-weekly can ever mean twice a week?
No. Because that would be twice weekly. You Google it.
I am.
No, you need to remember, ladies and gentlemen, that Becca can't Google.
Yeah. What should I just put in bi-weekly?
Just put in bi-weekly meaning. Because what Becca would have put in is, what does it mean, Google? Dear Google.
Bi-weekly. Done, produced, or occurring every 2 weeks or twice a week. Noun, bi-weekly. A periodical that appears every 2 weeks or twice a week.
No, well, that's nonsense. Ooh. No, that's nonsense.
What do you mean it's nonsense?
I am disagreeing with Google there, because that is nonsense. Because if I said to you...
Which dictionary do you want? I'll check a specific dictionary.
No, all right, then. Let's just play this out in real life.
You always have to ask. That's why bi-weekly is
do us a favour. Right, Becca, I'm just about to get in this car and speed off. All right, do us a favour. Give us a tenner bi-weekly. Bye.
That's why bi-weekly is a nuisance of a word, because you always have to ask.
I've gone. Am I expecting a fiver a week or 20 quid a week?
That's the problem. You don't know. That's why I know. That's why he says you'll have to make sure you say fortnightly, not bi-weekly, because people might think you mean twice a week.
Damn. You don't have a point. Well... how about when people say biannual then? That's always once every 2 years. Put that in.
Is it though?
Let's find out.
Okay.
Tell you what we're learning on this podcast. Podcast. Yes, the way this is going, looking at when this delivery guy comes up. As you know, we like to put out, we don't need to talk about.
This is occurring twice a year.
Twice a year?
Yeah.
Bollocks. Biannual is once every 2 years.
Biannual is once every 2 years.
Annual with an E.
Yeah, biannual. You know, like the Liverpool biannual last time?
That's biannual.
It was in the Monroe. No, it's biannual.
Biennial, you mean?
Yeah, biennial.
Right.
So biannual is twice. Twice a year. And biennial is once every 2 years.
Okay.
But they should really have a distinctive one for the weekly.
They really should. Anyway, guys, as you know, these extra episodes are just so that you've got something additional to listen to whilst we're all in this strange C-word naughtiness. And so we've got something extra to do. But I also like to put out an extra Patreon one for the guys whenever I put something out on the standard feed. And the way looking at this delivery is, the Patreons are going to be the lucky recipients this week of me unboxing my Gansfeld kit. you lucky, lucky things. Don't forget, if you'd like to become a patron and find out all of that excitement that's going to arrive shortly, you need to go to patreon.com/we need to talk about ghosts. Anyway, enough plugging of that.
So, yeah. Put a photo of my cake on the Facebook page.
I'm going to put a photo of your cake on the Facebook page, if that's what you really want me to do.
No, I just think, now you're talking about it so much, I think people might want to see.
Are you going to put a photo of me in my Gansfeld kit up on the Facebook page? With ping pong balls taped to my eyes?
I wasn't planning on being anywhere near you while you were doing that.
I think it'll freak you out, you know.
What, you doing it?
Yeah.
A bit, yeah. I don't know how you're into sensory deprivation. I can think of nothing worse than sitting there and not being able to see or hear or have any of my senses taken away. That would just be awful.
Well, I'm also going to do it in your floaty chair, which makes you feel like you're not even sat down.
By all means, if we want.
But it's a normal chair. It's an office chair.
I'd just be waiting for someone to come and kill me.
Well, that's why I'm putting my trust in you, that you're going to keep an eye out for me.
Okay.
And I also trust in you, so that if I do feel like a spirit tapping on my head, that it is a spirit and it's not you going, where'd you put the vinegar?
Where did you put the vinegar?
Well,
have you hidden it?
Also, you don't sound like that.
Vinegar is quite important.
No,
in this house.
I'm going to put,
as condiments go, vinegar is really important.
Before I go down to do this, I'm going to put out like everything that you may possibly need, like salt and vinegar crisps, water. I'm going to make sure that you're fed and watered so that you can't bother me. Hey, girl,
that's what you think.
Don't bother me. yeah, and then we've got to go and celebrate your step grandmother's 80th birthday.
That's right.
And we're having an Indian, aren't we?
Apparently so, yeah.
As in, like, Indian food.
Yes.
Just don't want to get bogged down in that whole pit of vipers. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm really not. And I love the family. I love the community. I'm looking forward to the party itself. Yeah. But I'm not the biggest fan of Indian food.
You're not the biggest. You are. I mean, we used to go to that one in Indian all the time, didn't we, on Ball Street? That was
yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, we do. No, that was
nice.
It's
not your favourite, is it?
It's not my favourite. But to be fair, your mum normally pulls it out of the bag. I don't mean like boiling the bag. She makes it all from scratch. But
yeah.
So just to reiterate, I am looking forward to the event and the people. I'm not looking forward to the food, although I'm sure I'll be surprised.
Well, thanks for that roundup.
You're welcome.
Are you looking forward to the cake?
I am looking forward to the cake too. I am, now that I've seen it. Yeah, it's fantastic. I just can't get over how well you've done it.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm really pleased.
Yeah. We need to make sure that we don't get the gifts confused, because we don't need the birthday girl today opening a box and receiving ping pong balls, a red torch, and some medical tape. I think that would freak her out.
Yeah,
you've actually done very well with her presence as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
I don't think she's going to listen to this, so do you want to tell people what she's got?
Just a little hamper I put together.
Becca's made a little hamper, which is wonderful. Like, so it's not one gift, is it? It's many gifts.
Yeah, like a little basket. Well, it's a kind of a box, isn't it?
She likes tea, so you've got some specialist teas.
Yeah, like with loads of different, like nine different flavours.
Nine different, do you hear that, people? Nine.
Tea, two books.
Two books.
And something that we think she'll like, because it's a topic she's interested in at the moment. Yeah. Like a scented candle, things to go with the teas, biscuits, chocolates, that kind of thing.
And
I want a little bottle of Prosecco.
And a little bottle per second.
A few things.
Very nice. What other books?
Orthodox.
Unorthodox.
Which is the book that the Netflix hit was based on.
Yeah.
And then the follow-up to Orthodox, written by the same author, about a life after the end of the first one.
See, that's interesting. If it's a follow-up.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, how can it follow up?
Well, it's her life, isn't it? So her life goes on.
No, she
no.
She died at the end
of... I like that stops. Thing. You know, she's still very young, isn't she, at that point, so...
I understand it all. It all becomes clear and evidential.
We went to a bakery earlier, didn't we?
We did go to a bakery, and shall we let people know that you've got there's a challenger in your midst for your salt and pepper souls?
Yeah, we're going to check out...
Salt and pepper souls?
Souls.
Sausage rolls.
Yeah, we're going to check out the competition, haven't we? Because they do salt and pepper sausage rolls as well.
Yeah, and Becca does them. But these sell them.
Yeah, these actually sell them. This is like an actual a bakery that does them.
So I've bought one.
I wonder... Why are they going to compare to mine? Because people love mine.
People do love yours, yeah. I mean, it's no exaggeration to say that, like, people literally go head over heels for your sausage rolls.
Yeah, we've never yet had to throw one away, have we? No matter how many I make. And I'll make, like, 48 at a time.
Yeah.
Yes, we'll see. I'm interested to try
them. I'm interested to try them too. And we're looking at them there, and at their brown paper bags, and thinking, yum. I'm going to put mine on a sandwich. Yeah, which is a very weird thing. I've always used to really skip people who put like pies onto bread.
You don't put a sausage roll in a sandwich. Yeah, that is really weird.
It is a bit, isn't it?
Quite wool behaviour, that.
It is wool behaviour, that's what I was thinking. But also, we did buy a loaf and I only bought one pot noodle. I didn't buy anything to go in the loaf. apart from a pot noodle.
Well, we can have a toastie the weekend.
We can have it. You do amazing toasties as well. Tell you what, people, you're learning all about Becca's culinary skills today. And let me just say, I, for one, will be very full when she delivers the goods. You know what? I'm looking at this bloody thing now. It said that I was fat.
Did you put this in the oven, on the shelf?
Yes.
Did you fold over a piece of bacon paper and put it on the shelf in the oven?
Yes.
Why did you do that?
There were Yorkshire puddings on that. I done a roast yesterday, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you. Why am I saying ladies and gentlemen all the time? Like I'm some 60s compere. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen. My mother-in-law.
I'll tell you.
Anyway, yeah, it said I was fifth in the delivery queue for this Amazon thing. And now it doesn't say I'm anywhere. It just says out for delivery.
That might mean you're close. Yesterday, mine jumped from 7 to 2. And then when it did that for a bit, it came like 5 minutes
later. You sure? It doesn't mean that he's gone to the police because there's like tape, red torches, and he thinks it's a rape kit or something.
Well, I can't promise you that, but... try refreshing it, see what happens.
Can you refresh an app?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Can I put these in? I'm going to put these in now anyway.
Yeah, go on. Put our dinner in. And honestly, table tennis balls, a red light, and medical tape together at last. I can't wait. There's a chance it might drive me insane, you know. There's a slight chance of that.
Is
it? Only a slight chance.
I don't feel you're... secure enough to risk this.
I don't think I am. That's why I'm kind of nervous.
Of all the people who might try it, and like, you know, I think if... I don't know. I just think it's risky for you.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be...
there's a risk. I don't think you're the person to be experimenting.
I shouldn't be left alone with my own brain, should I really? Yeah. So it is a scary risk, but one that I'm willing to take for the podcast. So the people on the podcast are thinking, it's not to do with me, mate. If you want to go out and desecrate some tennis balls and stuff, then that's entirely your call. I hope the Amazon man says, do you mind if you ask what you're making?
Doesn't even know what's in it. It's just a box, isn't it?
I thought that, but do you remember when you got the tees? When you got the tees, they were just weren't even wrapped. They just stuck a sticker on them with the address.
It was one thing, wasn't it?
But if he does ask, I'm going to say, yes, sir, I'm trying to contact the ether with a Ganzfeld test. Would you care to join?
Join?
Yeah, it might be... a gifted
don't
medium.
Don't offer strangers to
so if I come back up here with an Amazon man.
Take their
man,
eyes down. Don't do that. It's weird.
If I come back up here with an Amazon man.
No.
And he's saying, sod the rest of the deliveries. Let's speak to the dead. Then, you know
what's
happening.
That's what it does.
It can. What you are? Google with your phone. Google.
No.
Oh, all right then. Don't. Nope. Your tolerance has been gone. How long till our sausage rolls are ready? And I can put it on a sandwich like a woolly back.
20 minutes.
20 whole minutes. Mm-hmm. Quick question. Let's see if you can do some maths. How many seconds how many seconds is 20 minutes?
1,200?
Not quick enough, but yes. So the answer's correct.
Quick enough.
The answer's correct, but you don't get into Kevin's special maths club.
How many members are in Kevin's
special? One. And guess who he is?
Probably not even you.
No, it's not. It's the Amazon delivery man when he turns up. For being able to count down from 5. In terms of deliveries. You know what else I found out yesterday? Well, not yesterday, the day before yesterday. We ordered a delivery, didn't we? We got KFC because we wanted to join the normal people when they're all like, oh, KFC's back open, let's get some KFC. So we did.
Yeah, it was good.
And it was nice, yeah. But it's I got a message to say, it is ready. He's picked it up. And I was like, oh, brilliant, it'll be in a sec. It's literally around the corner. And then he didn't move for another 10 minutes. And I was like, what's his issue? And then he turned up with the biggest backpack you've seen. It turns out if he's got a number of ones to pick up, he'll just wait till they're all ready and then drop them all off at once.
See, I didn't know that, but do you think it's just because KFC is so like busy and so
quick? Yeah, I'm done. It makes logical sense.
I don't think they always do that.
It's annoying when you're outside thinking, should I roll a fag? No, I'll leave it because he'll be in a second. And he's not in a second because he's getting everyone else's bastard order. But, you know, I wouldn't begrudge anyone else the flavour of fried chicken. No, I wouldn't. Don't forget, guys, obviously this is not a ghostly episode, as you will have established. But if you do have a wonderful ghost story, then do send it in. contact@talkaboutghosts.com. And on the weekends when we get scared, or indeed on a dark episode, if it's scary enough, because that's reserved for the demonic type of stories, the ones that will send you to bed with the lights on.
That's one you definitely need to put a warning on. You know, you get people who don't quite understand the concept, they don't want, and so we have to keep saying
You
have to put a really clear warning on that. Like,
see,
if you're expecting a bit of comedy, a few songs... Like,
and you know what I'm thinking about? I'm going to have to start putting it in the blurb of each episode as well, because...
You don't put it in the blurb?
No.
Oh, for God's sake.
No, I put in the title, though. But, I mean, I will need to start doing it, because when this kicks in, there's going to be three types of shows out. A standard ghost show. Me and you shutting the breeze, like this. And the demonic, dark, you're going to have nightmares sort of episodes. So I suppose at that, well, come that point, there's going to need to be, there'll be some confusion, because you'll get people going, oh, you should listen to it, it's really terrifying. They'll listen to this and be like, no, it's not, they just talk about cakes. And then there'll be other people who will just say, oh, he likes to have a laugh in between stories. No, he doesn't, it was dead serious in my head. You get the gist. So that's that. Okay, guys, we're going to go and have our dinner shortly, so I think we'll let you go. Don't forget, if you Patreons need to go and check out in a sec, you will hear me unboxing my Gansfeld kit, which I'm sure we can all agree is going to be, well, basically me opening boxes. We can all agree. In the meantime and between time, guys, take care of yourselves and each other, as Jerry Springer would say, and we will catch you on the weekend. Oh, no, we'll catch you on Friday for some delivering, won't we? For another, we don't. Okay, then, guys. Love you all. Say tatty bye to the people, Becca.
Bye, guys.
Tatty bye, everyone.